Welcome to the Yemei Ratzon Tefillah audio series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Emma Katz, and today we will be focusing on the Tefillah of Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu is arguably one of the most iconic Tefillot of the Yamim Noraim. It's filled with heartfelt pleas to God, begging Hashem for our lives. The haunting melody of the final verse rings in our ears long after we leave Shul. However, why are we calling out to Hashem as Avinu and Malkeinu, our Father and our King? Are we that desperate that we're just saying to Hashem, whatever you are, help us? Is this the time of Rosh Hashanah in which we are coronating Hashem? Yes, so then we should reach out to Hashem as Malkeinu, our King. Or do we feel like we are coming in front of Hashem as so desperate that we just need a Father's mercy, and therefore we should just call out to Hashem as our Father? Why do both? It seems like a haphazard way to approach God at one of the most important times. So why do this? The first time that we see this formulation of Avinu Malkeinu comes from a story in the Gemara in Tainis, where it talks about Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. There had been no rain for Am Yisrael, and Rabbi Eliezer decides to daven. So he approaches the Aron Kodesh, and it says that he davens 24 brachot and is not answered. Rabbi Akiva follows and approaches the Aron Kodesh, and he calls out to Hashem and he says, Avinu Malkeinu, ein lanu melech ela ata. Avinu Malkeinu Lemancha Rachim, please have mercy on us for your merit. And immediately the rain began to fall. We see from here that this formulation of Avinu Malkeinu is clearly one that is strong. But why is that? Why the double language? To understand this, you can look in the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Peivav, page 86. Amar Rish Lakish says, Gedola tshuva shezdonot nasot lo kishkago. He says there is one great type of tshuva that takes our intentional sins that we decided we were going to go out and on purpose we were going to violate one of these sins in the Torah. For example, we were going to speak Lashon Hara knowingly with full intention. And he says there is one great type of tshuva that you can do in this situation, which switches your punishment to one that is for an accidental sin. So it takes the great punishment that you would have received for gossiping on purpose and switches it to the punishment that you receive for doing something accidentally, which is understandably much less. However, he continues and says, he says, however, there is a second great type of tshuva that is able to switch our sins into merits. What is the difference between these two types of tshuva? It concludes and says, kan mi'ahava v'kan mi'yira. One of these is from yira, from fear, and the other is mi'ahava, from love. Which is which? The tshuva that is able to switch our intentional sins into accidental sins is one that is from yira, from fear. And we will explain this further in a minute. And what is that second type of tshuva? The tshuva that is able to take intentional sins and switch them into merits, that is tshuva, that is repentance, me'ava, from love, that comes from love of God. What is the difference between these two types of tshuva? Rav Soloveitchik explains the difference beautifully. He explains, what is tshuva from fear? What is repentance out of fear of God? This is a depressing tshuva. This is a scary tshuva. This is the tshuva of somebody who thinks about all of the things that they did wrong throughout the entire year And they're very hard on themselves. They get very down. They feel so terrible. They have such deep harata, such anguish over everything they have done, that they really feel intense pain over it. That is tshuva meyira. It's fueled from this pain, and they do a deep, sincere tshuva out of fear of God. They're coming before the enforcer of the rules, knowing that they did so many things wrong. And it's a powerful tshuva. That's one approach. And if you do that sort of tshuva, the Rav says, you are able to switch your intentional sins into unintentional sins. It lessens the blow. However, what is that second type of tshuva? And the Rav answers, that is the tshuva from love. What does that mean? Tshuva from love is one where we approach God and we say, God, we love you so deeply. We really would love to connect to you. However, we know there are things that we have done this year that are separating us from you. And God, please, we want to fix that. We can't be so down on ourselves. We know we have to be positive. We must take these things that we did wrong, and we want to grow from them. We want to grow closer to you. We want to overcome them. And the Rav says, this is what the Gemara means, that our sins are turned into our merits. Because when you do this type of tshuva that's fueled by love and a desire to connect to God, you take all of these things that you did wrong and you use them as the fuel to make you a better person, someone who is closer to God. And in doing that, you are able to switch your sins into your merits. You are greater only because of the sins that you did. Only because you are able to overcome these challenges. So what does that have to do with Avinu Malkeinu? What I would like to suggest is that this dialectic of the Rav, of this idea of tshuva meyira and tshuva me'ahava, comes together in the tefillah of Avinu Malkeinu. We look at Hashem and we say, Hashem, we know in the end of the day, you are the enforcer of the rules, and we know that we did many things wrong. We have just spent so much of the tefillah coronating you as our king, and we are embarrassed. We are fearful to come before you and admit everything we have done wrong. So we say, Hashem, Malkeinu, please, we know you are our king, and we are coming before you with sincere tshuva. However, before that, we place Avinu, and we say, Hashem, we don't just want this to be a tshuva of Malkeinu, a tshuva of the citizen coming before the king saying, this is what I did wrong. I know I must repent. Let me apologize. Rather, we know you are our father. We love you and want to connect to you. And we know that as our father, you want us to grow. You want us to become closer to you. So God, let us come before you in that way. Let us connect to you. Let us see your beautiful ways and be able to grow from the things we know we did wrong. Hashem, you're our Father. Guide us to be the best possible versions of ourselves, even if we've done things wrong this year. So the message of Avinu Malkeinu is saying, it is both. We know Hashem is both, and it's not a desperate plea. Rather, it is the most sincere tshuva of admitting what we did wrong, but knowing that Hashem wants us to be our best and will help us grow and overcome these challenges. May we merit, when we say Avinu Malkeinu this year, to truly internalize and be able to express our desire to connect to Hashem in both ways, to regret what we did and do tshuva for it, while asking Hashem for help, to help us grow to be our best selves. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family in memory of their beloved mother, Rose Siegel, Sarah Russa, Bat Raphael, and her beloved sister, Celia Feierstein, Cyril Bat Raphael of Baltimore, Maryland. Please visit ou.org/women/yr for a list of our daily sponsors.